Welcome to episode 34 of the Segabit Swingin' Report Show, Damn You Delays. I'm Barry, and with me is George, as well as AJ, our new video dude. Do you guys want to say hello?
Hi.
Hello there, YouTube land, wherever the fuck people are listening.
So, let's go through, that's introductions. That was fun. So what have you guys been up to? Let's start with AJ, because he's the new one. What have you been up to?
So you're going to punish me first. That's great. I haven't been doing too much other than just trying to get some more games. Like, I just recently got the Master System.
Nice.
So I picked up R-Type finally. I never played it. Everyone kept telling me if you like shooters, you should give it a try. So I found a good copy. It's all complete and shit. And I have a video coming up soon where I'll review R-Type for the Master System and Biohazard Battle for Genesis.
Nice. So, I've wanted to get a Master System.
A Master System is really cool. I mean, that was like the first new gaming machine that was brought into the house when I was growing up. Otherwise, I was playing on my brother's ColecoVision, which had the expansion module for the 2600. So we just had all those games.
Oh, nice.
But I remember he bought the big pack, which came with like the 3D glasses and shit. And we played Zaxxon, and we thought it was the most amazing fucking thing. It's not bad. It's a good system. But if you're going to get one, do get the Model 1 because it has the card slot. If you don't have it, you can't play 3D glasses and you can't play a lot of the card games. I know a few of them were ported to cartridges once they made the Switch, but fuck that. It's old school, man.
Yeah, it's kind of like with the Atari, how there's certain consoles that have their strengths and some of them are just kind of shitty.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I know some people keep telling me, it's like, oh, you should have gotten a 7800 rather than investing in that stupid Woody. I'm like, I like the Woody. That sounds really wrong, but I like the faux wood paneling. That's kind of my If it doesn't have the faux wood paneling, it's just not Atari.
Now, no Sega console has had wood paneling. Can you think of any time Sega used wood paneling on any?
Absolutely not. I was saying that my brother, I remember one of the things he hated about the Nintendo, if I look at this, it's this crazy gray fucking VCR piece of shit. Look at this, it's all black and it's sleek and it's all modern. And I'm like, yeah, that's really cool. I'll take your word for it. Then I played games and I remember like when he got Phantasy Star, he was just like completely enthralled. And he was also, he was a gearhead, and he liked taking shit apart. I remember when he opened up the cartridge, he's like, look at that, it has a battery in it.
You were like, put it back.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, later you find out, oh, well, you know, Zelda had that, and blah, blah, blah. It's not all that groundbreaking. But to us, it was awesome. And that defined me as a gamer, and after that, oh, man, well, we got the Genesis. The whole world changed. It was just great shit. Never looked at the Nintendo again. It wasn't until I got older. I appreciate Nintendo games and all that kind of shit. I mean, I have classics. I have Mario. I have Zelda. I have Castlevania. Uh-huh. All three of them. But I'm Sega. I'm Sega's bitch.
Nice.
I would gladly run the shaft and take the shot in the mouth for Sega.
You gotta have the Super Nintendo just because it had all the Capcom games, like the Mega Man games. I don't know. I like Mega Man games.
Well, I don't know how I should feel about Mega Man now. Just that one dickhead said, oh no, he likes Mega Man. I cannot watch his show. But I've never played Mega Man. I didn't get that hard into Nintendo. Because I did not hold belief that. Again, I grew up at a time where you were either a Sega kid or a Nintendo kid.
Yeah.
So, hey, if I had Sega, I remember getting the ridicule for it because it's like, oh, well, look what Nintendo can do. And that's why I punch him in the face.
Nice.
And, you know, I had poor management, anger management back then. But still, it's Sega was just better to me, and there are some games that are clearly better. Like, I did a review, it's a classic one, for Flashback, and I saw there, and it's like, yeah, the picture looks a bit sharper, the colors are a tad more vibrant, but because of its poor processing power, it lags very easily.
Yeah.
Not to mention, at that time, Nintendo was still trying to cater more to children. So he did stupid shit. Like, really, is it that fucking important to turn a bar into a cafe? What, are they afraid that they're going to promote drinking? It's stupid. Why did you change it? No point. And also, again, fucking, we're going to change Death Tower to Cyber Tower. Oh, dear Lord. We can't use the word death, but it's perfectly all right to produce a game called Killer Instinct. You'll fuck your face.
Well, I think that was the best introduction you could give. let's see what George has been up to and what he's been playing. Can you take that, George?
Me? I haven't been playing anything, sadly.
Oh, you're a bad game man.
Yeah, I know.
Bad Sega guy. Mr. Sega guy.
Well, I've been playing Virtua Fighter 5 when I have time. Mostly, right now, my life is probably hanging out with people and going to the gym. That's it.
That's not a game.
That's not a game.
It's masturbation, George.
This game makes my ass hurt, though. My ass is so sore right now. I know you guys didn't have to hear that, but...
I'm so sorry, sweetie. Next time I'll be nice.
Yeah. Everybody had, like, a birthday party this week, so...
Yeah,
I've been doing that. It was pretty fun. I never have birthday parties because I don't know what to do. I always think everything I want to do is kind of lame. Nobody wants to do it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to come to my house and watch me play Dreamcast games. And that's all I want to do for my birthday. So
That sounds fun.
Yeah. That's what I did. What about you, Barry? You went on vacation.
Oh, man. I was busy. I went back home to go to Minnesota, and I had fun. I went to a friend's wedding, and then I went to my parents' house, and I spent a day with my dad cleaning the basement because they basically built all these storage shelves, and my dad was nice enough not to throw a single thing of mine away. He just said, you can go through everything, and this whole section of the room is yours, and he bought all these blue tubs for me. It was actually really, really nice. You know, there was no horror story of him throwing away my Ghostbusters firehouse, so I got to sort through all my all my action figures and everything. All the video game stuff already got taken with me, but I found all my Ghostbusters stuff, all my Ninja Turtles stuff. I was a big collector of the, I don't know if you guys have ever seen them, the Star Wars action fleet, where the
yes.
ships were the main draw, and the figures were just really little tiny, like, you know, the size of your fingernail. And they were awesome. The ships were, I mean, when I'd watched the movies, the ships were my favorite parts. So the fact that they had an action figure line starring the ships was really cool. And I found some old Sega magazines from 2001 just as they made their announcement. So it's kind of interesting reading it with half PlayStation 2, half Dreamcast stuff in it. What else did I find? I found some Sonic the Hedgehog and Sally Acorn bathtub stickers. I can take a bath with Princess Sally.
That's perfect for your new place.
Yeah, I know, right? The funny thing is, I saw them on eBay a while ago, and I was like, those things are so fucking stupid. Why are people spending 50 bucks on them? And I got home, and I found them, and I immediately was like, these things are worth 50 bucks. Awesome. And I was of course, whenever I say that, my parents and my wife are like, well, you should sell it. And I'm like, no, the point of me saying that is the fact that if I get rid of these, I will never be able to get them again because they're so expensive. Like, that's why I tell you guys I have $100 video games, because I have them. And the fact that if I ever sell them, I'm never going to buy them again. There's never going to be a time where I'm like, I should really buy Burning Rangers back, you know. So,
Rangers.
So I brought a whole suitcase back full of all that shit. I have enough material for our Instagram account for another year with all the magazines I got. So, yeah, it was a good haul. Good
Very
times.
Nice. Very
so,
nice.
What was the worst item you owned besides the Sally and
the Sally
Amy stickers?
One? Oh, that's hard to say.
And why would you buy that as a kid, though? Like, you're like, fuck yeah, Amy and Sally.
That's the thing, though. I don't remember ever buying it. I don't remember. Maybe I found it at a dollar store when I was like a teenager, and I was like, hey, Sonic, I should get this. And that was probably when it was. But there was no worst item. I found a few weird things that I took home in a lunchbox, a Space Channel 5 lunchbox, which isn't a horrible item.
Use that for your lunch at work, right?
It can fit half a sandwich. It's really tiny.
So well, if you want to look like for, if you exactly. want to look like Ooh La La, you gotta stop eating.
I gotta starve myself. It's a cool lunchbox though. On the bottom, they have the villain of the game, who you rarely see. So that was kind of a nice little lunchbox Easter egg. But no, nothing. I think the Princess Sally bathtub stickers was the stupidest item I found. Definitely. I threw away a whole bunch of Magic School Bus Happy Meal toys. I figured I didn't want to waste any space for those, even though I had space. It felt wrong to be like, ooh, Magic School Bus Happy Meal toys. So, unfortunately, those are gone. Come on, guys. Let's move on to the Sega news.
What news?
So, going on in Sega news over the past few weeks, Phantasy Star Online 2 starts the open beta on June 21st, also known as today. Are either of you joining?
I'm going to join when I'm not lazy.
I'm not, just because I have a hard enough time trying to play like the Sega Genesis collection on the PS3. It's just something wrong about playing a Sega game on a console other than Sega's.
Even so, PC? It's a PC.
No, fuck PC. I hate PC games. I had a hard enough time trying to do that shit back in the day. Like, I remember I couldn't get Saturn right off the bat, and we had just gotten a computer. My mom's like, oh, no, well, they have House of the Dead and all this stuff on PC. I'm like, fuck this. I don't want to use a mouse. I want to use a gun, damn it. So, yeah. That sort of shit. It's just, it's stupid. It's just my own stupid neuroses. It just doesn't seem wrong. It just doesn't seem right to me. Unless Sega decides to get up off their ass, grow some cojones, and release a new console, I don't give a shit if it's called the Wondercock 1000. The Sega Uranus. I will buy it. I will play it. I will love it. So, until then, I make Cave though for another game, but that's coming up later in the news.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, in terms of Phantasy Star Online, it's not so much, or Phantasy Star Online 2, for me, it's not so much a console as it is the fact that it's not on a console, because I loved the first one on Dreamcast, and I was really hoping that this one would come to, like, PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, and it might still, but
so
as
who,
is, it's
wait,
still...
Wait, Barry, if you're not going to play, yeah. Who's going to play with me? Shady? Nah, what the fuck? You fucked up,
No, here's my thing. I don't have a PC, but I have a Mac that is capable of being a PC once I spend the $100 or so to get was it Windows 7 or whatever.
Or you could just pirate Windows 7 like I have done for the last 5 years.
I don't know how to do that. Maybe you can tell me.
It's pretty easy.
No, but yeah, I mean, I'll do it eventually. It's right now, it's the Japanese beta, right? So you can't really read it.
It's Japanese, yes. I was just going to play kill stuff with people online.
Yeah. Well, you know, eventually, I mean, I will play Phantasy Star Online too in my lifetime. So it'll happen eventually. I won't be doing the open beta, but I'll definitely get into it eventually.
All right, then. But yeah, it's not on a console so far, which is kind of lame.
Yeah. I mean, my big thing about the first one, and I've said this before, is that all the ad campaigns were like, you're playing with the world. It wasn't a Japanese game. It was a worldwide game. And I think it was released simultaneously. And
yeah, that's the problem, though. I don't understand why Sega of America didn't just pick it up, and you know what I mean, and release it. It's a free-to-play game.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't have been that hard to just, you know, put English... may have an English version up.
Yeah.
They don't even have to take care of the game. You know what I mean? Sega Japan will probably take care of everything, since it's going to be like a worldwide server. But I'm just assuming that Sega's going to announce a new console soon, and that's why it hasn't came out. It hasn't been announced for the 360.
We'll see. Fingers crossed.
I'm going to start that.
What if? I don't know. I mean, I think ideally it would. Wasn't there something Steam? Wasn't there going to be like a Steam box where it was a set-top box for your TV?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like something they're working on, but they never said it was going to be a retail product or something. I think it's a rumor, I think, too. So,
I'm sorry for sounding ignorant, but what is the Steam box? I've heard this a few times. I just looked into it.
It's just basically a console PC that runs Steam.
Hmm. Okay.
And now, yeah, and my thing is that in lieu of not getting a Sega console, I would love to have something like that where it's not really, you're not, you know what I mean? It's not like a Sony or an Xbox where they're very competitive in that sense, but it's more of a kind of like an open source kind of the environment where you could basically treat it like a Sega console in that sense, where it's just, it's not so much, because the Steam, they don't really, it's not like there's a Steam game, is there?
Valve owns Steam, so anything Half-Life related is Steam, I guess.
That's not so bad, though. I mean, Valve definitely not like a Nintendo or a Sony or a Microsoft in that sense.
No, No, they're not.
So, I don't know. Hopefully some, because ideally, I always wanted like next generation consoles to have it so that you could customize it to the point where, like, aside from it looking like an Xbox under your TV, you'd have an entire like Sega channel or a Capcom channel where you could just view games from certain publishers or something like that. A little more, I don't know. You sometimes see it in like little small ads where it's like, hey, look, it's the Sega section on Xbox Live, but it's never been anything close to what I was dreaming. Anyway, dreams. Virtua Fighter 5 Final Showdown exceeds sales in Japan on the first week. Should we be surprised? What do you think, George?
I think that's kind of called for. You release a game that everybody plays in the arcades for $15, everybody's going to buy it.
Yeah.
Save some of that.
It was
that
only
again.
$15?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I'm slacking.
Yeah, man. Well, to be fair, I haven't downloaded it yet because I have been away for a week, so it's kind of pointless to be like, yeah, I'll drop $15 and then leave town for a week. But I have the demo there, so as soon as the time opens out, I'll just unlock the demo and start playing it.
Sweet.
But I don't doubt that either, like George is saying. They're insane over there in terms of fighting games.
And $15 is a pretty good bargain.
Yeah, it's a piece. Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been that many digital titles that I think the Japanese can latch onto from Sega, aside from Afterburner Climax and Virtua Fighter. Because I don't even know, are the Japanese into House of the Dead?
No, but they were in Virtualon. No. I just said Virtualon was pretty popular.
Virtualon, yeah.
Well, they liked Zombie Revenge, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, and everyone else over here hated it, I guess.
I enjoyed it. I have that import on Dreamcast.
It's good. It's a good import.
No, yeah, but Sega always had some fantastic ports, especially of their own games. But except for House of the Dead for the Saturn, that was a tad underwhelming.
Yeah.
Well, graphically more than anything. But by that point, they had already started to move forward, and it just doesn't hold up. I mean, it's still fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I like using the stunner for it, but looks wise, it's like, okay, yeah. House of the Dead 2 on Dreamcast, though, gorgeous.
Yeah, I think in terms of House of the Dead, it's kind of like with Street Fighter, how really the second game is the first game in that sense, because it's the first one you go back and play it, and you're like, yeah, it's fun, I guess.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's kind of like, damn. I was really hoping, though, when they released the Dreamcast. Mm-hmm. Did you ever get the Sega Smash Pack?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and you know how they have Virtua Fighter 2, and it's been kind of updated?
Oh, so, you mean Virtua Cop 2.
Oh, Virtua Cop 2, yeah, sorry. But yeah, they have Virtua Cop 2 on there, and they kind of updated it visually, mm-hmm. which was all well and fine, but I remember thinking, like, oh, if only you guys had done this for House of the Dead. That game needs it.
So. Yes, Smash Pack essentially to me is Virtua Cop 2, and the other games just happen to be there because I never play those. They're so, the ports, and they're decent, but there's no reason for me to ever want to play them.
Especially if you already have like the cartridges and the original discs and whatever. It's kind of, well, if I want to play it, I'm just going to play it on this.
Yeah. Well, in regards to Virtua Fighter, what's the last, in terms of the numbers, what's the last one you've played?
Me?
The most recent, I should say. Yeah.
I gave Virtua Fighter 4 a shot, and okay. I thought it was pretty good, but I don't know. Again, that was when that whole, like, it's not on the Sega console thing started to kick in. So, I mean, it was good. I thought it was really well done. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, the last, like, really, the Virtua Fighter game I still enjoy the most is Virtua Fighter for the 32X.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a very good port. I mean, sure, the polygon models are not as complex as they are in the arcade or even the Saturn version, but it just plays really well, and I really like that a lot. I think Virtua Fighter 2, even for the Genesis, is a fun game.
Yeah. Well, did you know that the second version of Virtua Fighter 4 included a... Did you ever see that? It had a version of Virtua Fighter 4 where you played in Virtua Fighter 1 graphics style, but with all the new characters and the new moves.
No fucking way.
Yeah, it's a... if you get... It's the budget release version. I forgot what it's called. Virtua Fighter 4. Maybe George knows, but it's Virtua Fighter 4... It's like the Final Showdown version of Virtua Fighter 4.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's called.
Fuck, I forgot what it's called.
It's behind me, but if I turn around, the headphones rip out of my head. Let me check. Evolution.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the budget release title. So if you get Virtua Fighter 4 Evolution, on the menu is something called, I forgot what it's called, like Anniversary Mode or something like that. Mm-hmm. But if you play it, it has the original characters plus the new characters up to four in the Virtua Fighter 1 style. It's really cool. Definitely worth getting.
I'm going to have to break down, I think.
It's a great Easter egg, and they don't really advertise it, but it's basically a second game in itself.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, the more you know.
That was back then when they used to actually give you more stuff, when they, drop the price in games. Now, they release DLC, wait a year, and then charge you the same amount that they charged you the year before.
I know, it sucks. But Virtua Fighter 5 Final Showdown has some pretty sweet custom stuff, like all the Sega consoles that you can strap on their backs.
Really?
That's nice. Yeah, yeah. You can play with the Dreamcast on your back, like a little backpack. It's pretty awesome. And I think they have the Genesis and the Saturn as well.
Oh, okay.
See?
You're making them turn around. You're like, oh.
Stop trying to break me down, you bastards.
Well, I was going to say, I think this is something that Sega needs to do more often, and they sometimes do it right, is that the people, like you people, who,
What do you mean, you people?
You black
don't want to get into,
is what you mean?
Yeah, right? No, who don't want to get into the, the modern games. If you just throw, if every game you just throw a little bone of being like, hey, this one has, this one has something for you retro fans, then I think it definitely goes a long way. Like with All Stars Racing 1, everyone was like, oh shit, Shenmue? I'm buying that. So, you never know. Do we have anything pertaining to that coming up? No, we don't. Anyway, Sonic 4 Episode 2.
Go on.
It comes in fifth place on PSN for its first month of release. George, you're a PSN man. Is that good?
I don't know. Apparently, according to like an interview they did with what's-his-face, the guy with the mustache?
Ken
Bilal. We have him on the Sonic Talk podcast.
Yes, sir. Ken Bilal.
There you go. He said that Sonic 4 Episode 1 sold best on PSN. So it coming in fifth place for the second one, there's obviously going to be a decline in sales. I think a lot of people probably bought the first one on name alone, and we're kind of disappointed, and I don't know.
Maybe I don't know. I think in the end it's going to sell well. It's not going to sell as well as the first one, but I think they made a big profit on the first one. And the second one, even though they did put a bigger budget behind the development, I feel like they're still going to do well with it. I can't imagine a Sonic game doing poorly considering how many and I don't care if it's on the Wii or not. I think they're going to make money with it.
You know what game was number one?
What was number one?
Walking Dead.
See, I mean, it's those things where it's like the flavor of the month or the cheaper titles or even stuff that's, got some kind of cult following. I don't know. I think it's fine at five. I can't see it beating Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I can't.
Even though I heard it wasn't like all that great, the game. I don't know. I don't really play those kind of games. They're more of a story than they are gameplay.
Yeah, it's a slow burn, though, too, because they're going to do a sale pretty soon, and then it'll sell well all over again. It'll go back on the top of the charts.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Well, we could talk about the big topic.
Oh, shit. Anarchy Reigns is delayed. Looks like it's coming early 2013. Who wants to stab Sega in the eye?
Dude, this is fucking bullshit. It pisses me off because we know they're sitting there with the code and all the translations already done, and they're just sitting on it for no reason.
For all we know, it's gone gold. It's like gone to print or whatever they call it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they already have everything made. And they're delaying it so it could come out early 2013 with a bunch of other delayed titles. They're all going to sell a lot of copies. Who the fuck's going to buy Anarchy Reigns?
Now, this game, I remember seeing trailers for it in my mailbox through the Sega Press site as early as 2011. And it was intended to come out late 2011, and then it got pushed to wasn't it early 2012 and then mid-2012 and now late 2013?
Yeah, but I think that delay was actually good for it because it's not a winter game.
But that first delay was good. The second delay is bad again. It's like good delay, bad delay, good delay.
Well,
bad
it's not really even a delay. I think the first one was I think it was delayed at first because Platinum Games, they said they weren't finished with it yet.
Yeah.
And now it's just delayed because Sega wants to sit on it and wait.
Yeah. I mean, I downloaded the demo and played it. I liked it. It reminded me a little bit of Jet Set Radio Future, where you're just kind of running around and Mad World where... you know, it is basically Mad World, but it also reminded me of Jet Set Radio Future just because of that kind of open world kind of feel.
It kind of reminds me of, Mad World, because it's too clunky, obviously. It's clunky, I thought, compared to other Platinum games, like Bayonetta or Vanquish. And it reminded me of Power Stone, kind of.
Same here.
Clunky Power Stone.
Cool.
And it's pretty decent. I mean, I thought it's pretty good, but I'm seeing the flaws in it now that I've been playing it for a while.
I am too, but it seems like one of those games like Viking where it has flaws, but overall it's still a fun game. It's not a masterpiece, but it's a fun game.
Yeah, and I think Sega is kind of like leering, like, you know what, I don't think we want to release this shit.
Yeah.
But, news.
Gearbox wants an Aliens Colonial Marine sequels, yay or nay? Well, I think release the damn game before you talk about making a sequel.
No fucking shit. goddamn thing out already. I'm tired of all the cock teasing with all the videos and shit. Just give me the game.
Have you seen the special edition?
Did you hear that there might be do you guys hear that it might be a Prometheus 2? So they're going to make a sequel to everything.
But yeah, coming out, I think, early 2013, like every game?
Yeah,
it's coming with a figure of the, what are those called, loaders or whatever?
Power loaders.
Power loaders, and it comes with a special box, and I think DLC, and it's cool because, I mean, I'm not into the game at all, but it's very, very, very rare to get a special edition in America for a Sega game, so...
I'm not into it. What are you not into it? It's aliens.
I like the aliens movies, but it's just...
It's funny that Andrew was going around talking about how he hates new Sega games, but when it came to Aliens, he's like, fuck you, Barry.
As I said earlier, there was a game that had me thinking about breaking. Sadly, it's Aliens. That was going to break me. Yeah. But now that, from what I've heard of, like, after what you told me about Virtua Fighter 5 and shit, I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't realize I did all this other neat shit.
Yeah. See? Told you. You can wear Sega consoles on your back. That's enough.
Actually, I want to do that now if I ever go to a game convention. I'm just going to walk around with my dead Saturn on my back.
And say I'm customizable DLC. Yes. I'm sure DLC's been done as a costume, but you can pull it off.
Well, probably.
You could have a keyboard and start typing.
I'll have the controller in my hand the entire time, and the joke will be that's how I move myself.
That'd be pretty good.
I'll take out the innards of the Saturn. I'll keep the tray open, so I'll have like a little jet pack that shoots steam out of it.
Steam box.
Yeah, I'll be like a badass Sega superhero.
That would be awesome. We'll post pictures when you do this.
Trust me, there will be video.
Excellent.
So why aren't you into Aliens? I mean, is it the franchise, or are you just kind of tired of like them always releasing an Aliens game, and it always happens to be a fucking first-person shooter?
It's that. I'm not a big first-person shooter fan. I'm more of a third-person shooter kind of guy. I will definitely. I mean, if it's a good game, I'll get it because any game from Sega that gets good reviews, I'll pick up just because I'm a bitch. Sega bitch.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it can't be any worse than Alien Trilogy.
No. I mean, we got Gearbox behind it, so I think it's in good hands. It's just one of those games where, like, talking about the news story with the sequel, it's just take it out, bring it out, and then talk about sequels. Same with movies. You know, they're like, Amazing Spider-Man 2 is coming out. And I'm like, yeah, the first one hasn't come out, so don't tell me the Amazing Spider-Man 2. I don't care about that shit. The first thing needs to prove itself before I even hear about the second one. But
kind of like the Dark Knight films, little bit. I mean, that was something I actually did appreciate about the new Batman movies was that they weren't immediately talking about sequels. And it actually, a few years went by in between all the films so that they could actually do it properly, because I really hate it when they shoot movies back to back.
Oh, yeah. Even then, in Dark Knight Rises, there's like, an 8-year difference. So
yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Speaking
of sequels, actually, moving on to this news piece, Sonic Adventure 2 is obviously releasing. There's even a Microsoft product page, and Sonic's birthday, his 21st birthday, is in 2 days. So, shit, tomorrow it's going to get announced.
Oh, now I feel bad.
Well, you didn't get Sonic a gift?
Yeah, well, actually, yes, in a weird way, yes, because I was planning on doing a Sonic kind of retrospective, you know, just kind of briskly covering the first two games, but I couldn't get a hold of a copy of Sonic 3 because I wanted to do the first three as like a trilogy, and do Sonic and Knuckles and Knuckles Chaotix as a two-part. Because Knuckles Chaotix doesn't get enough press, as far as I'm concerned. It's a good game. I can see where it would turn off Sega fans, but because it's not all about speed, like earlier games, which I completely understand. But if you want a slightly more different experience, it's not a bad way to go.
Oh, have you played Sonic Adventure 2?
No, I've tried playing Sonic Adventure. Then I have this bad habit of starting games, then I'll get a new game and I'll drop the old one.
I do that too. Don't worry.
Sometimes I just get frustrated, and tired. Like, I need a break. I need to recharge my batteries.
Uh-huh.
And also nowadays it's very hard to play games for simple enjoyment. Now I have to think, I need to get the DVR ready. I need to transfer all this footage. I need to really put this thing through its paces and see where it falls apart. I try and take my reviews a little seriously, because I don't want to leave shit out. I did that early on and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Except for some games I hate. I can't do it for games I hate. I don't know how the Angry Nerd does it. It's frustrating as all hell. If I had to play Techno Cop for anything longer than what I did, which was about 35 minutes, I think I would have shot my testicles off.
That'd make for a good video.
That almost became a skit, but I'm like, I don't want to do too many skits.
Then you'd become all, that guy with the glasses, where it's like, oh, hello, character. And they'd be like, oh, hello.
Yeah, I think the one time I'm glad I broke from that, though, was for the Soul Star review where I punched a friend of mine in the face after he says, you know what Sega stands for? Sucks enormous gay ass. Then I just punch him in the face and he's telling me how, Star Fox is so amazing. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Oh, Shady Wolf would like that. I'll tell him about it. George, have you played Sonic Adventure 2?
Ooh, many moons ago. I played it. I was really excited when it came out because it was advertised as the last big thing on Dreamcast.
I was a huge Sonic Adventure 2 fan. I like Sonic Adventure 1, but it's one of those games where, unless I'm playing on the Dreamcast, I had trouble. I liked it on Xbox Live Arcade just because it had a better frame rate, but it just felt wrong playing it on an Xbox, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with Sonic Adventure 2, given that they're adding the widescreen support and the I'm assuming it's going to be a really high frame rate, then I'm definitely looking forward to that one a lot more. And plus, I think it's just a better game in general.
Better than the first one?
Yeah, you disagree.
I had some of the worst Sonic levels. Those last few levels were terrible cameras. Then you have to play as shitty-ass Tails and shitty-ass Eggman.
That's true. You are forced to go between the characters. I guess for me, it's one of those games that gets better once you complete it. You just go back and just play the Sonic stages over and over again.
Well, yeah. Wait, what's this dissing on Tails, motherfucker?
Tails sucks in that game.
He's in a mech in that one. Remember?
He's in a what?
Yeah, he's in a Walker mech. It's his tornado plane that transforms into a like a AT-ST from Star Wars and walks around. I mean, I'll be honest, it's better than the shooting stages in Sonic Adventure 1, but it's not. It's one of those things where it's like they improved on all these things from the first game, but they didn't really need to. They could have dropped a lot of the stuff, and they did drop a lot of the stuff, like the adventure fields, but like treasure hunting returns, and it's better, but at the same time, it's like, did we really want it to return? So I see where George is coming from. I just think, in terms of graphics and in terms of story, like, it's a lot better game. Like, remember Shadow, when we actually liked him?
Yes.
And he died, and we were like, shit, they killed a character. And it's like, oh, he'll be back. He'll be back after the credits. And he didn't. You were like, shit. And then it wasn't until, like, 2 years later that he reappeared in a game or something like that. So
biggest mistake ever.
It was a good 2 years. I sometimes close my eyes and think about it, and it makes me feel so good.
Then you slowly masturbate?
Yeah. No, sometimes when I look at pictures of, like, screenshots from Shadow the Hedgehog, the game, I just close my eyes and I think of the better times. And then I slowly masturbate. But, here's something that pisses you off, George. Valkyria Chronicles Duel. It's a browser game, ..
Ooh, that pisses me off so bad, because Valkyria Chronicles is, like, one of my favorite new Sega franchise, I guess you could say. I don't know.
Well, what's a browser game?
Now, yeah, it's like they started degrading it. First game was a big PS3 game that looked great in HD. Then they started putting them on PSP. And now it's not even on a fucking console or handheld. It's on a fucking web browser.
Pretty soon it'll be like a flip book.
It's going to be a fucking VMU game and shit. You have to buy a VMU?
I play the VMU game. I play that.
I'm sorry, that sounds awesome. Give me a reason to use my VMU again. That'd be great.
You have to buy batteries. You have to have like a pack of batteries.
You know what? That's a small price to pay. She may be an expensive whore, but she takes care of you.
That's true. Yeah,
I used to make VMU animations. I had them on the net and I found them, but the files are so gibbery. Like there's nothing that uses them. So I just downloaded them and kept them for the day when someone's like, "Hey, you know that .abxtfu file? It'll play."
Damn, that's awesome! I didn't realize you could do that.
Yeah, there was a program for the PC called VMU Animator, and it was basically you drew the little pixels and you go frame two, drew the little pixels, and it would export it as a VMU file, and then you would upload it to Booyaka.com, where then you would download it again. And it was a long process, but it was worth it. I made Sonic the Hedgehog blow up a blimp. So
awesome. Here comes the Hindenburg.
It sounds a lot better than Valkyria Chronicles Duel, unfortunately. George, what's the point in playing it if the better games exist?
It's supposed to be a card playing. I don't know. It's free, I guess. So I guess Japanese people could get on their PCs and play with their fucking gay-ass fucking friends.
Play with themselves?
Yeah, they can play with themselves. That's what the internet's for. It's a card game, and I guess that's popular in Japan.
Hello?
Hello?
George.
Can't hear me?
He did it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Show her who's boss.
All right, we could actually start now.
Awesome.
I'll let you lead it. Yeah. What happened? We have technical difficulties, and my internet actually dropped, and Barry is now sleeping, so me and Andrew are going to finish the podcast.
Oh, man, now we're fucked.
Yeah, now we're fucked because Barry's the funniest one out of all of us.
Absolutely, and especially the funniest looking.
Don't tell him that. He's going to hunt you down and kill you.
Oh, no, we all know I'm the funniest looking because, seriously, I look like Kevin Smith with, like, a mixture of Peter Jackson pre-King Kong, you know, back when he was fat. I like them better.
You don't want them to mistake the new Peter Jackson.
No. I hate the new Peter Jackson. I want that man back to looking like a hobbit. He actually looked normal to me. Now he looks like a fucking mad scientist.
Are you going to go watch the Hobbit movie?
No. I may watch it, but I'll have to wait until it hits DVD because I work in a theater, so really I don't take advantage of my benefits of seeing a movie for free, and I cannot sit with Peter Jackson / Lord of the Ring fans. I just can't do it. They drive me fucking insane. Not to shit on the movies. I don't mean to shit on the films at all, but it's just that I hate being around rabid fans where they're just like damn near psychotic. I just can't do it. It's the same thing with Harry Potter and the Twilight movies I've been dragged to.
Oh, your favorite movies.
Yeah. Oh, God. I think I saw Eclipse twice. That was painful.
Oh, man, twice. That was a pretty terrible movie. Like, I didn't think the first movie was that terrible. Then I saw that movie, and I was like, wow, that was pretty terrible.
I'll say this. The movies have gotten progressively better just because their problems aren't as, childish. You know, they're kind of expanding, but I still... People bitch and moan about George Lucas's 10-ear dialogue, and really, that's nothing compared to, like, when I saw the trailer for Breaking Dawn, and he's like, we're the same temperature now. I'm like, that is fucking lame, man. Come on. How is that, you know, like, romantic and masculine? And I'll have, like, these fucking teenagers I work with, and they're like, oh, well, what would you say? And I'm like, I'd have them just be like, oh. And she says, what's wrong? He's just, like, cold. And she says, regrets. And that's when he leans in and whispers into her ear, never. That's all he needs to say, and it's fucking sexy.
The problem is the new vampires are trying to bring back. They're emotional. They're not supposed to be super slick, tough guys.
You know what? That's the thing. You look at Bruce Willis. That man was sexy and tough at the same time. That's why he's awesome.
That's right.
That's why he's one of my fucking role models growing up. I blame him for moving to Jersey.
Because you want adventure?
I wanted to be like the guys I kind of grew up liking. To me, my heroes were John McClane and Peter Venkman.
Man, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was all about Peter Venkman. Bill Murray, Bruce Willis. It was, that was my shit. Smoke.
I'm gonna have to cut this movie talk short because still have all this news to go through. And this podcast is going to be 3 hours of talking about Batman and Twilight.
No, I'm sorry, dude.
It's all right. It's cool. Okay, Yakuza 5 is supposed to have, I guess, taxi battles and baseball playing and some dancing game, which is all new to the series. I guess it's supposed to add more mechanics to each character, since there's going to be 5 playable characters. There's going to be side missions, basically, where you get to drive in a taxi and stuff. And I think it sounds pretty interesting. Have you ever played a Yakuza game, Andrew?
I think the last one I tried to play, well, like my introduction to it was, fuck, I think...
Was it English speaking?
No.
It was probably 2, right? Was it on PS2?
No, it was PS3. It was definitely PS3. But I just remember it all being in Japanese. And I think it was like the first game that had come out for the PS3. You know, first Yakuza game that had come out for the PS3?
Then it's probably Yakuza 3.
Yakuza 3? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried playing it, and it seemed really, really interesting, but because of my schedule and shit, really, it's kind of hard to really invest myself into a game that has such a deep narrative and just kind of getting used to its sandbox nature. I mean, it seems really awesome, and if I had more time on my hands, I would probably want to dive into it more. But unfortunately, like, things just... My current circumstances just can't accommodate it. But I think it's cool, though. And seeing some of the shit like taxi battles and baseball, I don't know how I would feel about that personally, because one of the things that pissed me off about, like, say, Grand Theft Auto 4 is when they gave you the cell phone and friends could text you. It's like, really, can we just be a game? Do we need to have all this side shit? Like, don't get me wrong, the taxi battle sounds awesome. I'm just thinking of, like, these Yakuza badasses in, like, Crazy Taxi. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds awesome. The hunting sounds kind of cool. I'll definitely say that. But as far as like the dancing rhythm games and baseball and all that, I'm like, ah, fuck that.
Well, yeah. One of my favorite aspects of Red Dead Redemption was the hunting, that you could hunt for stuff.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. So oh, yeah, if it's absolutely. Anything like that, I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, I just hope that the franchise, you know, it's nice seeing that Sega has a long-standing franchise that's doing well.
At least in Japan.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've known some hardcore gamers here that really love the series. So I'm glad it's still kicking. You know, because it's Sega, and they don't have a lot of shit besides really Sonic, Virtua Fighter, you know, that kind of stuff really continuing yep. line. And as long as they have something, and hopefully one of these days, when I actually can have like a life outside of my work, maybe I'll finally get involved in the series, which I'd be interested in, but it's just not happening. But still, if the taxi battles are like Crazy Taxi, I'll just have to rent the shit just so I can play that. I just want to see these Yakuza badasses ride around taxis.
That's the problem, though. The cars look all weird. There's like this weird thing where, like, if you don't make Gran Turismo, you don't know how to like make cars in Japan. Like, they always look too jaggy, too square. They look like they never been in a car their whole life, so they don't know what a car would be like.
That explains some of the cars in Shenmue.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna use it as an example.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to go through the news fast. So Sega of America doesn't like boobs, specifically black boobs in Jet Set Radio.
Okay, the picture didn't come up, so I couldn't see it.
Okay, it's basically one of the I don't know what the girl's name is. The black girl with the little stars on her nipples, I guess. She has a white shirt on, and it's cut low, and you can see like her, you know, her boob cracks, and In the U.S. website, they put a green shirt underneath, so you can't see it. In the UK version, it's boob-free. It's boob city. So, I don't know.
You got to love the British Americans, as they say.
They also did this with... Sega of America also did this with Outrun 2.
No
when
shit.
When it was released, yeah, the UK like got wallpapers and stuff with like her bending over, showing her, you know, her boob cracks. And Sega of America's like, mm-mm, we can't have that. No titty balls on this. No titty balls in America.
No chesticles.
No. Nope. None at all. So that's that. And, okay. Barry's going to hate the way I wrote this. Mac fags rejoice. Sega games now heading to your expensive little toys. Andrew, do you have a Mac?
I do have a MacBook, and just because of, like, Trent Reznor, I got into Mac, but really coming to, after trying out some of its software, I don't like it, really. I prefer, like, right now I'm doing this on my Sony Vaio. It's, like, one of those all-in-one deals. It's this giant high-def screen with the CPU built into it. This is how I edit all my shit. I use Avid. I don't use Final Cut Pro. I tried using Final Cut. I hated it.
I use Vegas. Do you like that?
I haven't tried that.
I use that just because I was like, I need one, and everybody's like, Vegas is pretty good, or Final Cut, and I tried Final Cut, and I didn't get it, so I just tried Vegas, and then, I don't know, I kind of clicked with me.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the thing, too. You need to find software that clicks with you, but, you know, like, the people with their Macs and shit, and I'm not shitting on it. I won't shit on it. I mean, that's your own thing. That's awesome, but... it just doesn't work for me. I cut my teeth using the Pinnacle DV system, which is essentially Avid, and I've just stuck with it. And I like that it's more user friendly. It's much easier to use. Even with my filmmaking shit, I can cut very easily. I don't like to do a lot of dramatic crap like transitions and all this other kind of 3D shit. So really, I just want to be able to cut on a fucking frame.
Yeah, and you're not gonna make a fucking. You're not making Dark Knight 3 or anything.
I'm not doing Titanic on this motherfucker, no. or Avatar, so I don't need that kind of advanced software. So I prefer PCs. I'm more familiar with them. I'm more comfortable with them. And seriously, it's like it's great that Sega is expanding so that, you know, Mac fans can enjoy it, because that is something. I do have friends that are Mac users, and you know, I'll tell them about some of the shit that comes out either by Sega or from other gaming developers. And they're just like, yeah, yeah, that's the one thing that sucks about being a Mac user. It's like so many games just don't come to our shit. I'm like, well, you know what? Here you go.
There's been a lot of neat more games coming out for Mac, I've noticed. I think it's Steam doing that whole play, I guess, Steam Play, where you can play it on your Mac and your PC. I think more companies are being more Mac-friendly, like now Sega is. And that's cool, but yeah. It's not, it doesn't really excite me because I have a PC, so...
Yeah, you're like, yeah, fuck you, Mac users, sons of bitches. Go back to eating your apple. Fuck. Eating your granola.
Enjoy games that came out a year ago on PC. Oh, the last bit of news. Sonic DLC announced for Super Monkey Ball Banana Splits. This is only a Japan-only thing. I don't really care about it. All it is like a little Sonic statue. You could put them in your like level creator, because I guess in this one you can make courses.
Oh.
It's a free DLC. It's to celebrate the 21st birthday this year.
Oh, which will lead into the topics, because honestly, I don't give a fuck about Super Monkey Ball. I mean, just like, I tried looking at this, and it's like, oh, a Sonic game, and it's or a Sega game, and oh, Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz. What the fuck is
Splits?
This?
Splits.
Oh, I thought it was the old game for the game.
No. The Blitz?
No. That was the first one I had seen. Yeah, not Splits, but the other one. The first Super Monkey Ball.
Oh, the one for the Wii.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. And I was like, oh, God, what the hell is this? And what? No. Sega doesn't do this. Where's Sega Rally? Where's Daytona? Where's Virtua Fighter? Where's Virtua Cop? Give me a new Virtua Cop game. Don't give me Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz. What the fuck.
That's true.
Especially since, hey, since they put out games for Nintendo Wii, they have the goddamn Zapper. Do the House of the Dead collection.
They did do that. One and
they did?
Two and three.
They did one and two and three?
No, they did two and three.
Oh, two and three? No, one. You need to have one on it.
Yeah, that's what I was actually saying. Like, it's pretty cool that the PlayStation got four. It would be even more awesome if they released one and two.
Oh, yeah.
That way you could just have the whole collection.
Exactly. But, I don't know. Well, hopefully, maybe if we, like, tug at Sega's apron going, yeah, can we please have House of the Dead 1 and 2 on PSN and XBLA, please?
They'll be all like, no.
No.
Trust me, the Shimmy fan base has been asking for a while now.
Yes. Good point.
Okay, Sonic is turning 21 soon. What alcohol do you think he would enjoy?
Jameson and Dr. Pepper.
Really?
Yes, totally.
I was gonna say Blue Moon, but that's a beer, right? Because
that's a beer. Sonic is 21 now. He's not gonna go for a fucking beer. He's gonna go for a hard drink. You know, I could see him maybe going for a 7-7. But,
he's gonna get really really drunk and make mistakes.
You know what, really, he's not going to make mistakes, because really what makes a mistake is how you deal with it, and how you deal with it can be either positive or negative, and I think Sonic can do it.
I don't think waking up next to Tails the next morning is going to, you could take that as a positive.
Hey, I don't judge. So, it's, admittedly, I mean, I'd rather see him hook up with Amy. I think that would make more sense.
But, hey, you'd be surprised how much internet... what do they call it? How much support there is for a Tails/Sonic relationship online?
Oh, fuck. I could totally... The things I could do with Knuckles.
Knuckles doesn't deserve Sonic. He's too mean. That's what they'll say.
Yeah, no, see, that's what he needs. He needs a little bit of spice with his sugar. Uh-huh.
Yep, there you go. Knuckles would make a good... Knuckles, like, maybe like 17?
Oh, shit, yeah. He didn't show up until Sonic and Knuckles, correct?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have an appearance like in earlier games, right?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so yeah, I guess he is like 17. So, oh, man, now he's jailbait. That's even better.
It makes it even more forbidden.
Oh, God, that would make some great slash fiction right there. Especially if we can somehow violate a Nintendo character. Like, really, they just pull an Eiffel Tower on Princess Peach.
Oh, man. You just want to kill, say, Nintendo characters now.
No, I didn't say anything about killing her. That would be necrophilia. I'm talking about a gangbang here. I'm talking Eiffel Tower, three-way action. Show her what she's not getting from the plumber. Okay, that's what Sonic and Knuckles can do.
Just a little bit of sugar, a little bit of spice.
Exactly. And I just hope Sonic doesn't live up to his name. I hope he takes his time with that bitch.
Yep, shows her the world.
I'll give you the spin dash, all right.
Delays?
Knuckles.
Delays, but, man? You want to talk about the delays?
Well, I feel like we kind of covered that. I mean, it sucks. I don't know why they've got most of this shit kind of done.
And do you think that Anarchy Reigns and Aliens being delayed to 2013 kind of hurts Sega's 2012 lineup?
I think it could potentially, but I don't know. I like some of this one conspiracy theory. A friend of mine, he's kind of a nut, but he was telling me the reason why they delayed the games was because they're waiting to release their new console. So right now they're in talks to get these games released on a Sega console and make them exclusives. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, that's so not gonna fucking happen. No.
we could wish, but I mean, yeah. If it happened tomorrow, they said, "Oh, we have a new console coming out," I'd be like, "Fuck yes!" And then I'll just go and pre-order it. That's what's gonna happen. But it's not gonna happen.
No, knowing Sega, they come out and say, "Oh, our new system's actually out on the shelves right now." I'm like, "What?" Twice?
They probably would do that, actually. The new management.
Oh, I'd hope they would learn from past mistakes, but still, I think it's kind of.
You think there's a market? You think there's a market for a new console for Sega?
No, sadly, no. I just don't know, because really we have, you know, it's not like back in the old days where it was just Sega and Nintendo, and then Sony edged its way in there. And then just as the Dreamcast was leaving, you get the fucking Xbox. And
actually, we think about it that way, but in the end of the day, there was so many consoles at that time, like the TurboGrafx-16. And
yeah, sure. We'll
we don't even act. We're not gonna act like those actually existed, right?
No, those were not. I'm sorry, for me, those were not true competition. The NEC, yes, I know it did better in certain markets, but it didn't really catch anybody's attention here in the States. It just didn't have the marketing, it didn't have the support, which is why all these systems failed, like the Atari 64, or the Jaguar, the 3DO with its ridiculous price point. Like, what was it, like a $700 system when it came out?
And like, yeah, the games were pretty expensive too. But they were arcade perfect, man. Arcade perfect.
We had a few gems, but it was almost like the CDI with some of its games. You know, it's just, those weren't real competition. For me, when people acknowledge those, it's kind of like politics. Someone saying, I'm Democrat, I'm Republican, and then you have another person saying, well, I'm green, and they just laugh.
Yeah.
It's like the third party thing just doesn't work. I'm surprised Xbox was able to kind of blast its way in there, but it had some good hardware. So, and
what do you think? Well, now the console race is kind of like changed. Like,
yes.
Before everybody was trying to be like, oh, look at you can almost get arcade perfect shit at your house. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, hey, you guys want to fucking work out at your house?
Well, yeah. I mean, I remember that was the big thing Sega would promote in those commercials and everything. It's like, hey, we have all this arcade experience. We have our consoles coming out. We're bringing the arcade home. And that was a big deal. But now the arcade scene has completely changed, and it's just not the same. So that was kind of Sega's hook. So they would have to do something different.
Well, they can't even have a VMU anymore because Nintendo took that from them now.
Yeah, fucking bastards. but yeah, it's, I don't know. I think that would be a very hard to try and re-enter the console race now. Because, again, we have three fucking systems. It's hard enough as it is. And really, for me, PS3 and Xbox, they're not much distinguishes them, distinguishes one from another, except they're like online service and they're medium, kind of. I mean, graphically, they're damn near identical with some minor adjustments that you're really not going to catch unless you're a fucking technocrat. And then you have Nintendo, which is focusing more on just being a game machine, which is perfectly fine.
But that's the problem, though. Like, they're like, we're going to focus on being a game machine, and then you buy it, and it's like, wait, the PS3 and 360 already do this stuff better than you guys do. Yeah. And they do way more things better than you guys do, and it's like, why am I even supporting you guys? Like, I mean, you'd assume that if they were just about gaming, they would have the best online gaming experience. That everything that has to do with gaming would be top-notch, but they're like, meh. You can work out on it, dude.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I think because they started appealing to casual gamers, a lot of folks that wouldn't pick up a controller, but seem to have no problem with the Wiimote.
Which is, I think, worse than
it is.
Controls.
Oh, no. I'm a controller guy all the way. I hate motion controls. I am not a fan. I mean, I remember trying to do that with the fucking Power Glove. It was stupid then. It's stupid now.
I think it's a gimmick, but who knows now? Everybody seems to be really into it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's the thing. When I hang out with my friends, I never see anybody that has really a fucking Kinect or a Move. When Nintendo shit, it's funny. Like, the few friends that I have that have Nintendos, they don't even play the shit. They just let it sit in the back, and it's always like their children's toy.
Yeah, I have a Wii, and it's never turned on. I got it mostly because I needed to start reviewing games on it, but I don't even want to review Wii games anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't really have anything coming out that, like, grabs you by the balls and says, yeah, this is what we do. Live it up.
The Wii U seems to be the same shit, basically. So you think it's going to be a success for Nintendo? You think it's going to be like, oh, I'm done with this?
Because
I think the market for the Wii is already dead.
Well, the market for the Wii has really died down. It's kind of reminds me of like when the NES was out and they had all these shitty games coming out from like nobodies and it's just filling up shelves. But I don't know. I mean, I can't really gauge. I mean, I remember when all the Sega consoles came out, I remember thinking the Saturn was going to dominate and it didn't. I remember thinking the Dreamcast was going to kick ass, and for a brief moment it was until the PS2 came out. So.
And then we woke up.
Then we woke up and I was so supremely disappointed, but that's a completely different story. Sometimes I just can't gauge this shit, but me personally, I would really hope that Nintendo would get a fucking wake-up call with the Wii U. Because really, I look at the Wii U, I just see a Wii with HD graphics and a really badass controller. But I'm not seeing any games that stand out and make you want to buy this fucking thing. So...
Yeah, I know you don't play video games anymore, but this generation, what's your preference console?
Oh, PS3.
Okay. Thank God Barry isn't here then, because he's going to be very mad.
Here's my reasoning. It's this simple. When I got a 360, I got the Red Ring of Death. So I wasn't very happy about that. I take very good care of my equipment. I didn't feel I had any reason to have a Red Ring of Death after a fucking year. Also, I mean, I got really into 360 for a bit, even though I didn't use it for online gameplay. But I got, like, the HD DVD add-on for that piece of shit.
Oh, man, I can't believe people bought that shit.
Sadly, believe it or not, some of the HD DVDs are better than the Blu-ray releases. To a point, in fact, Serenity.
I have that on Blu-ray. Why do you hate it?
The HD DVD version is much better in terms of picture quality. But I was very disappointed with the Blu-ray release. In fact, I was disappointed with a lot of Blu-ray releases because they weren't porting. I mean, they weren't like carrying over a lot of the extra features from the DVD to the Blu-ray. And I thought that was ridiculous because they're asking you to pay more, yet giving you less.
Yeah, that's true. But I never watched extra features.
Oh, that was my film school from the point I was... like 16, so I always watch the extra features. That's always been a big deal with me. But the thing is that I got the 360. I was a little pissed off, and Metal Gear Solid 4 was coming out. So I ditched that. I still had all my PS1 and PS2 games. I got a fatty that with the 60 or 80 gig hard drive put in. I can play all my PS1, most of my PS2 games. I like the Blu-ray format in terms of a storage medium. I like the fact that L.A. Noire is on one goddamn disc and not three like it is on the 360. that sort of shit. I mean, sure, there's obviously some improvements over that the 360 has. Like, it, most of their games can be shown in 1080p, which is good. That's a little disappointing with the PS3.
Yeah, but it's really just upscaled pictures. So it is, you're just running it in 720p stretched.
Yeah, it's minimal. I mean, I can run it at 720p. Hell, even at 1080i, it looks fucking gorgeous. So I don't give a shit, really. And personally, I know the PSN hack was a big detractor for a lot of people, but I like the fact that I can play online games for free.
This is something we always other people argue about. They're always like, well, if you want a better service, you gotta pay money. And I'm like, you know, they haven't changed the fucking service. It's what you're paying for, it's still the same thing since it came out. Like, they do add new stuff, like, you know, Netflix and stuff, but that's by content providers that provide that. Like, yeah. It's also on PSN, so, I mean, where are they getting the money to put them up, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
you're buying a game for $60. I mean, you shouldn't be paying for the multiplayer to get in.
No, not at all. I totally agree. I still think it's a scam, personally. But again, a lot of people love it, and if they want to fork over the extra money, then, you know, that's great that you have a disposable income. But I work a minimum wage job. I kind of like to get as much bang for my buck as possible. And again, yes, I'm a lazy cock. I don't want to have to get up midway through the goddamn game to put in disc two.
Yeah, you know what's funny? When we were younger, we would see a game that had like four discs, and we're like, well, I'm getting that game. It's probably long as hell.
Yeah, like Resident Evil 2 or Final Fantasy 7, they come on like several discs, and you're like, oh shit, this must be epic.
I'm buying five copies.
Yeah, and it's funny too how we still have that mentality. I remember a few fans, like when Metal Gear Solid 4 came out, they're like, oh, it's only one disc, it should have been three. I'm like, this is a Blu-ray double layer disc, this is like 50 fucking gigabytes, what more do you want?
There's
a lot of shit in this game.
There was a lot of stuff in that game, and a lot of freaking installing too.
Oh, God, that is one thing I hate about modern gaming. I loved it back when I bought a game, and I popped it in, it fucking worked. I didn't have to download a fucking patch. It's just...
Yeah, patches are also annoying, but I always skip them.
That's the thing. I try and skip them, and it gives me shit.
It signs you out of PSN and shit?
Yeah, it's like it won't let me, like, go into the game. Like, it just won't let me. Like, I'll get something... Like, when I bought L.A. Noire, I was really excited. I take it home, I pop it in, and that's when it says, oh, in order to run this game, you must get this update. And I'm like, I don't get it. You made the game for this system. Why do I need an update?
It's like PC gaming now. I mean, I like the fact that you could buy a game, and if it's broken, it could be made into a better game after a while, you know? That's cool, but then... Half these developers release a shitty product, then say later on we'll update it, and that's not the way you do it.
No, I liked being able to buy Shadowrun and just pop it in my Genesis, and I'm playing Shadowrun. I'm not downloading crap. I'm not going through all this malarkey just to play a damn game. And maybe it's just because I've gotten old, or because my life is just so much more fast paced, or whatever. But I don't know. I don't like modern gaming for the most part. I still play a lot of games. Like, again, if a Metal Gear Solid release comes out, Resident Evil, Saints Row, I really enjoy.
Saints Row.
Yeah, I like Saints Row. I liked Part 2 because, really, I love all the customizable features. Like, I made my character looked like Joan Jett. I actually went really involved. I got her autobiography and just sat there and made a perfect recreation of Joan Jett.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. I got really good with it after a while. A friend of mine did Axel Foley just because he found a crappy blue Chevy Nova looking car, and he made a character that looked like Axel Foley.
Well, we should do the last question. That way we could finish the podcast.
Sure, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I mean, this is going to be a shorter podcast, so it's nice to have interesting talks in between questions. Chances of the Japanese game like Hatsune Miku and Yakuza 5 coming west? Hatsune Miku, probably like 5% chance. Yakuza 5, 60%. It's pretty low for me.
Well, for the ignorant like myself, what is Hatsune Miku?
Okay, Sega has this like Japanese rhythm game for the PSP. They sold a lot of copies over there. I think it sold like 500,000 copies. And it's like basically a virtual. This is an actual thing that goes in concert. It's a hologram of an anime girl that sings these annoying high-pitched songs, and people go and pay. This is before holographic Tupac. This is Japan's version of that. This is like their fetish.
Oh, wow.
Young anime girls singing in holographic form in a big concert with a bunch of otakus drooling. Well, Sega made a rhythm game based on it called Hatsune Miku's Project Diva. And all these people, like, online, there's like a small community that really wants that game to come west. And they're like, Sega's doesn't understand what the West wants. And I'm thinking to myself, that's kind of not really marketable, like a young anime girl rhythm game. It's bad enough rhythm games are not marketable already. But I guess she was on a Toyota commercial. Like they flashed to her or something, or one of her songs was in the Toyota commercial, so now people think that it's okay. And then there was and the new Vita game was on Sony's booth. Sony had it in their booth.
Huh.
To play in E3. But I think that was just because Sony didn't have that many Vita games to show off, so they just brought some Japanese games. But I don't think it's coming. And Yakuza 5, I don't think Dead Souls did that well, and I don't think they're going to bring 5 over, especially with the new way that the West is handling games. Like, they're being more strict. Because they lost a bunch of money, so now they're trying to do everything downloadable content or cheap titles, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, again, because I haven't really played the franchise, I would just feel bad for those hardcore gamers here that have been following these games since the PS2 days, only to get this far and be like, oh yeah, well it's an import though, and you're screwed.
The Yakuza games have been kind of a rocky relationship. Like, the first game was like all dubbed in English.
Mm-hmm.
They even had big stars. Like, they had that one dude that played what's that guy? Yeah, you saw Reservoir Dogs, right?
Love Reservoir Dogs.
You know the dude that plays I don't know which one he plays. The tough one, the guy that cuts the guy's ear off.
Oh yeah, bam, 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 bam. I told him not to touch the alarm. They did. If they hadn't done what I told them not to do, they'd still be alive.
Yeah, that guy.
Mr. Blonde.
He voiced the character. Then the guy that played Luke Skywalker, who also did Batman on Joker on Arkham City.
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
Yeah, he did a Goro Megami, the coolest character in the game.
Oh, and, shit. I said, oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job. Everybody else was a little weird. The script was kind of lame. Sega decided to, like, Sega of America thought it would be pretty cool to put a lot of fuck words in it, to the point where it got kind of, like, cheesy.
Oh.
That's what I hate when they do that. And the second one took a while to get here because the first one didn't sell, obviously. No marketing. And then they decided, when they came over here, they kind of kept it a secret that it was going to be Japanese only, but I don't mind. I think the Japanese voice actors were pretty good, so...
Yeah.
Now I'm just disappointed there is no Japanese-only Yakuza 1. But yeah, I think that's the end of the podcast, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Abrupt ending. You want to say, just say bye, and then I'll close it up.
All right, well, thank you for having me on this time.
Yes, even though Barry died in between.
Yeah, that motherfucker. I mean, we're going to miss him. But
what episode of My Life with Sega are you putting up this week?
Now I got to pimp my wares. This week will be, I kind of went against my schedule. I was going to split the games apart from the Master System, but I decided to make it a longer review. I thought that would be shitty to make people wait a week for three very short game reviews. So this week it's going to be a classic episode, Motocross Championship for the 32X.
Man, you even got the voice down already. My Life with Sega voice.
Well, I cannot help it. I must promote My Life with Sega properly. Of course, I could do something worse where I was like, you want to know why I play Sega?
The creepy voice, I like that one.
Nintendo's too gay. So, that'd be the Joker if he was a Sega fan. So I got Motocross Championship. It's not one of my favorites, but I believe you kind of picked that one out of the two I suggested.
I had to.
Yeah, I guess. It's just that it was one of the first times I used a skit in one of the episodes. So, and it's one of those things where I just don't know if it really plays well. And it's not one of my favorites, but it is a fun episode. It makes me laugh from time to time. And it's a clear example of how I don't really care about the bad games I review, because there's like no editing to it whatsoever. You're just looking at me play the game as I talk. I just said, fuck this game. And then you see me walking out in the street for no fucking reason.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah. But I also tonight, since I'm an insomniac, I'm going to get back to work. I got the next week will be Slaughter Sport for the Genesis.
Nice.
And it will have Mickey Mack, who was in one of my classic episodes, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers two-man scramble, two-parter, where I did the Genesis game and the Sega CD game. He's coming back, and we'll be doing Slaughter Sport and Fighting Masters. So, there you go. Fun stuff.
All right, then. I'll put that on the blog on Wednesday. And then next week, I don't know if we're going to do a show. It depends on Sega news. And if we do, hopefully it goes up way smoother than this one did.
I was joking with Barry. It's like, no, it's my fault. I ruined the show. But hopefully next week it will be smoother. And shit, we could always make up stuff.
That's true.
We could do the Dream podcast for Sega. It's like, yes, that's right. Sega's releasing a brand new console.
That'd be pretty good. That would be a pretty good episode. And then people get really, really mad. Oh, I thought this was all real.
Like, let's live the dream for an hour and just talk about our fantasy lineup.
And then in the end, we wake up and people are all like, that was a shitty ending.
But no, we're going to wake up and we're going to head out into the living room. And that's when we'll see the Wii or the Xbox 360 or the PS3. And we'll realize Sega doesn't make consoles anymore. And that's when we're just going to cuddle with our plush Sonic the Hedgehog and cry. That's just it.
Yep. Well, this is this week's episode of the Swing Report Show. Maybe we'll see you next week.
Yeah, maybe if life permits it. Bye-bye.
Oh, spread your cheeks. Oh my god.